nearly any given year, there could be up to 20,000 projects in the program. So we follow up on each and every complaint, but this particular one is obviously of great concern to us. And what we are saying is, as one of the key features of EPWP Phase 3 is a transparent selection process. And no compromise on that. There should be a minimum wage, and there should be what we call their core EPWP principles that each and every project will have to adhere to.
So it's not simply a case of government handing out a tender and saying, you do with it what you will, hire whoever you like from whatever areas, whoever they are linked to. You are managing who they hire. There is oversight over that process.
The National Department, the National Minister of Public Works, Minister Ngesi, is mandated by the President of the Cabinet to oversee. He's responsible for the overall coordination and leadership of the expanded public works program. We leverage on the budget across these spheres of government. We sign protocols and different agreements with each and every body to deliver on the EPWP. So the question of coordination, oversight, it is not an issue. Things can always be improved and be deepened, so to speak. So we're saying we monitor. We get data on each and every project that's reported. As a matter of fact, we sometimes exclude projects because of poor data. So we know what's going on. But the question of nepotism, they'd be saying, that can only be addressed through community participation. It has to be a transparent process, and our minister and our deputy minister are adamant that this is, as a matter of fact, just to share another piece of information from what the Cabinet has approved, is saying there will be an overall presidential employment commission chaired either by the President or the Deputy President. And reporting into this forum would be premiers, the ministers, obviously subcommittees, and premiers. Linked across lines, almost like the PICC is working. As a matter of fact, it will be linked very much to the PICC in terms of employment creation. Yes, there's an infrastructure focus there, and which obviously is correct in terms of the budgets that they do command.
Is there a hotline number for South Africans who are aware of problems in the program, who have allegations of nepotism, favoritism, cronyism in the programs, that would like to bring it to your attention? How do they do that?
Yes. The best way perhaps to do it would be, we have on our website www.epwp.gov.za, we have the hotline number there clearly, as well as my personal office number. So we would welcome any complaints to be reported to us, mm-hmm. because this cannot be tolerated in the context of.
I'll get to you. I heard you take that breath, but I want to engage on what Professor Saunders has said. Ibrahim, he brought up this idea of why is it short-term employment, and I guess it's similar to what you were saying earlier. We need to create sustainable long-term jobs here.
Yes, I mean providing care to people who are really sick is a very important thing for our society to do. And we can't do that in a way that we help people that are sick but also provide employment. We can do the same thing for kids who are going to school, ECD, etc. We can do all of that, and we've got the resources to do it. I mean, Stanley's issue is an important one, because actually listeners need to understand. He needs to go to each department and actually negotiate with them. In a society where we would take unemployment or the challenge of unemployment more seriously, Stanley wouldn't be doing that. Departments would be coming to him to say, this is how we intend implementing the EPWP. And that sort of shift is important, because what Stanley's describing, presidential commissions, etc., I mean, that's been standard for the last 5 years around the Zuma presidency. We don't need all of that. What we need is we need the government to say, we have X amount of resources. We think that employing people in this country is absolutely important, and this is what we're going to do. So, I mean, a very practical example, and which would solve Professor Saunders' problem, is that rather than give rather than budget the way we budget, give the EPWP a much larger budget and tell different government departments, tell NGOs out there, you guys come in and apply to EPWP. Instead of EPWP going around the country and actually saying to, appealing to the niceness of politicians to say, look here, we need X amount of budget to do this thing. You know, I think conceptually and practically we can be doing something quite interesting. One other point quickly, Darshan, is that when we speak about public employment programs, we need to understand that there's a continuum. From full-time employment in the public service like teachers and nurses to somebody in an EPWP. So that continuum is also something that government needs to address. So, for instance, a teaching assistant need not only be employed by the state, but could be employed by an SGB. You know, so I mean, there are ways of delivering services and infrastructure that are labor intensive, but requires a much more deliberate effort from government to actually sort this thing out.
I think Professor Sanders gave a good example of caregivers, community caregivers, and we need them in long-term employment. We don't just need them as a stopgap measure for 6 months or up to a year. Mr. Henderson, could this be a reality? Is this a way of amending the system for the third phase?
Professor Sanders' issue is indeed very relevant and is entirely correct in terms of, in terms of he's mentioning one example. I'd like to add to the examples. He's talked about community caregivers. In the social sector, there are quite a few of those. There are community development workers, the caregivers, people working in the home community-based care environment, the early childhood development environment, and talking about trade. And that is exactly what the EPWP Phase 3 is emphasizing. That, you see, there are certain kind of mandates that we simply have to execute. Let me give you an example. If each and every government department would simply, and that's what we're pushing for, maintain the assets that they have created, and it has to be done as a matter of course, and as one could argue, sound project management, because we know if you don't maintain your asset, it loses value quickly, which means people can be employed and will be employed on a longer-term basis, but because those mandates will be emphasized and they have to be executed. So Professor Sanders' point cuts across different sectors. Actually, he mentions from the social and the health sector environment, those examples. But there are others in terms of maintenance jobs. And those are the kind of things that will go a long way towards longer-term employment, because that mandate has to be executed as part of the mandate of each and every municipality, each and every infrastructure department at provincial level and at national level. And the Department of Public Works, we are driving what's called the NIMS, that's the National Infrastructure Maintenance Strategy. So as part of this whole approach, that is what will be introduced into the EPWP Phase 3, because indeed, we agree, if you look at the challenges raised in the National Development Plan, then there's no it's a no-brainer that we have to look at longer-term employment. And what we're saying, the PEP, the EPWP's role would be at a certain, would be occupying a certain niche, even as the structural changes should be made in the economy to enable the broader economic growth. But for public, as a public employment program, the EPWP will play a major role, and we will certainly looking at greater convergence to ensure that this, between different departments and programs, to ensure that this is actually happening.
Mr. Henderson, I'll give you a chance to give us your final thoughts, but first up, Brian, is this the solution? Is government on the right track here to meeting our expectations that government employs the people? Although there is that Margaret Thatcher quote out there that government is not the best ones to be doing business. Margaret Thatcher herself said, I don't know how to fix a traffic light, so why should I be doing it?
But I think what Margaret Thatcher did was that she ensured that conditions were available for the private sector, particularly smaller people, to survive. And I'm no Thatcherite, but I mean, she did get that right. Are we on the right track? I think we need to distinguish between the performance of the EPWP and the CWP. I think there's a huge amount of good work going on there, lots of innovation, and I think they must be congratulated. There's a bigger question around the strategy around how we deal with unemployment. And in my opinion, government hasn't got that right. It needs to take this thing much more seriously. We need to be expanding budgets in terms of the EPWP, the NDP, the New Growth Path, IPEP. Implementation and resources needs to go into that. We're not, in my opinion, I don't think, despite the hysteria coming from government around high levels of youth unemployment, and that we haven't yet seen that match by resources that are actually allocated to deal with questions of unemployment.
Ibrahim Khalil-Hassan, thanks for joining us. Independent researcher, and he runs a ZA Premier website, zapremier.com. Mr. Henderson, I said I'd give you the final word.
Thank you, Federation. The final EPLP Phase 3 will be looking at longer-term employment, create convergence between programs, and the question of accountability will be a major one. And we think this important in the developmental state, that all states' resources will be optimized to create more work opportunities.
And the people will keep you accountable to that. Deputy Director General responsible for the Expanded Public Works Program. I just want to give the number out for you. You said we can give you a call if we have things to complain about. 087-357-2321. That's the office of the DDG of the Expanded Public Works Program. 087-357-2321. Just after 9 o'clock, time for your news now. Here's Vibhakshini Chetty.